Blog Talk Radio.
Contestant of the night, and we got Ikem on deck. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to be here. Excited.
Good. We're happy to have you on the show. Today we've had Caveman, Kelly, Jake, and Eddie through the gauntlet, and nobody has reached the final question yet. Jake has gone the farthest. He got 10 questions right and failed on the 11th question. If you understand how the rules work, you got 3 lifelines to get 15 questions right.
Yep, ready to go. Know the rules.
Beautiful. And before we get started, one final thing. If you get that copy of Madden 18, what are you going to do with it?
I'm keeping that shit for myself.
Attaway. I was waiting for someone to answer that way. Everyone's so giving and so nice. It makes me feel really selfish. I'd keep it for myself, too. So.
Damn right.
Well done. All right, man. Well, let's go on. Let's get started with question number one. You have 5 questions.
All right.
Easy here. Let's get started. And Jake, is your phone a friend?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Who constantly says the phrase in the chat, Hail Hydra? A, Kelly. B, Metal Skull. C, Caveman. Or D, Jake?
Can you repeat that a little bit? Fade it out a little bit.
Yep. So the question is, which of these users constantly says the phrase in the chat, Hail Hydra? A, Kelly. B, Metal Skull. C, Caveman. Or D, Jake?
C, Caveman. Final answer.
You got it. He's always saying Hail Hydra. I still have no idea what it means. Well done. You're 1-for-1 so far. Question number 2. What item of clothing did our former user Kevin always put on his players as a joke? A, cleats. B, knee pads. C, thigh pads. Or D, neck rolls?
Kevin, well, that's before my time, but as a joke, I'm going to go with the D, neck pads, or neck roll.
You got it. That is correct. Neck pads are hilarious. He put neck pads on all 53 of his players.
Oh, shit.
You are 2-for-2 so far. Question number 3. Which mode of Madden have myself, Adele, drunkenly spent money on? A, draft champions. B, connected franchise. C, ultimate team. Or D, superstar mode?
Oh. What mode have you guys spent money on?
What mode have I myself drunkenly spent money on?
I'm going to go with Mutt.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. I hate to say it. I did come home one night after the bars and spent like $20 on packs that I never needed. The 8 Ultimate Team.
Nice.
All right, we're moving on to question number 4 here. Who was the first ever co-MVP in Red Zone history? A, Ezekiel Elliott and Brandon Cooks. B, Ezekiel Elliott and Fletcher Cox. C, Brandon Cooks and Fletcher Cox. Or D, Aaron Rodgers and Todd Gurley.
A, Ezekiel Elliott and Brandon Cooks. Final answer.
Final answer?
Yes.
You got it. That just happened this year. Correct. So you are 4-for-4 so far with all your lifelines. You're doing very well. And final question of the easy tier. Which of these users has posted a video of himself into the GroupMe diving on a table, promptly destroying it? A, Moji. B, Caveman. D, Killa. Or D, JP?
Hey, my man Moji.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You got it. Well done. You're 5 for 5. That table never had a chance when Moji jumped. All right. So you are officially into the second tier of questions with all your lifelines. You're in great shape. So you have 10 questions left with 3 potential helpers.
All right.
Get started. I have a feeling this is going to be a deep run for you.
I'm hoping.
All right. Question number 6. It's going to be a little more difficult. Which of these users has gone 0-16? A. Turtles. B. Cornholio. C. Roll Tide. Or D. JP.
Ooh. I got a feeling who I think it is. I'm down to 2. I am going to go with C, Roll Tide. Final answer.
Roll Tide, final answer.
Yes, sir.
And you got it. Roll Tide did go 0-16. Well done. What a painful, painful moment for him. And you are still 6. You are 6-6, and you have all your lifelines. Still looking good. And we're moving on to our 7th question. Which of these wide receivers caught a touchdown against the Minnesota Vikings, Turtles as Minnesota Vikings, Week 1? And the YouTube highlight video has almost 1,000 views. A. Tajay Sharpe. B. Brandon LaFell. C. Kendall Wright. Or D. Pierre Garçon.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and... can you repeat the question one more time?
Yep. The question is, which of these wide receivers caught a touchdown against Turtles as Minnesota Vikings in Week 1, and the YouTube highlight clip of this touchdown has almost 1,000 views? Do you need the answers again?
Yeah, if you could.
Tajay Sharpe, Brandon LaFell, Kendall Wright, or Pierre Garçon?
Man, I'm going to phone my friend.
You're going to phone your friend, and that would be Jake, right?
Yes, please.
All right, I'm going to get him on the line now. Thanks to our friends at AT&T, who do not sponsor the show, but they're our friends. So I'm going to go ahead and get Jake on here, and he's going to see what he can do for you. We're going to get him on the line. I'm going to read him the question, and he's going to get 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right, we got Jake on the line here. Jake, I'm going to read you the question, and then you're going to get 30 seconds to help out your buddy Ikem, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jacob. So, which wide receiver caught a touchdown against Turtles in Minnesota Vikings in Week 1, and the YouTube highlight clip has reached almost 1,000 views? Your 30 seconds starts right now.
Just an awesome game. I remember that game, very first game of the entire cycle, and it came down to that and really set the pace for the entire cycle that we have now. The answer is A, Tajay Sharpe.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and agree. Oh. Jake, I appreciate your input.
You got it. Good luck, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So Jake has hung up now. He's very confident in Tajay Sharpe. Are you going to go with that answer?
I am confident in his answer, and yes, A, Tajay Sharpe, final answer.
And you would be right. Tajay Sharpe was the correct answer, and yes, seriously, it does almost have 1,000. I have no idea why, but it almost does. All right.
I did not. I don't know how I missed
it. It's insane. So you are officially 7-for-7 with one of your lifelines down. You can still ask GroupMe, and you can still flip a question out Hail Mary style, meaning you can just get a new question. All right.
All right.
So moving on to our next question here. Which of the following users used to have a radio segment called Word on the Street? A. Silk. B. Caveman. C. Adele. Or D. Jake?
Damn it. I'm going to go ahead and ask the league.
You're going to ask the league? All right, give me one moment.
Yeah.
All right, audience, you guys are listening right now. I'm putting the poll up. You have 30 seconds to help out your buddy Ike with the best answer.
Trust the audience here. Go get Caveman. Final answer.
And the audience is 100% right, and so are you. Caveman did have a segment called Word on the Street. Well done. So now you're down to one lifeline. You can still swap a question out, which is still really good. You've completed 8 questions. You have 2 more to go in this category. See if you can top Jake furthest in the competition. Which of these players was traded for a 4th-round pick and tied the single-season sack record the following year with his new team? A. Everson Griffin. B. Paul Kruger. C. Robert Quinn. Or D. Michael Bennett?
Hmm. 4th-round pick tied the sack record with the new team. I think it's Kruger. So Everson Griffin, Paul Kruger,
Robert Quinn, over the last Michael Bennett.
Right, Robert Quinn and Michael Bennett. I am going to go with Paul Kruger. Final answer.
You're going Paul Kruger, final answer?
I'm feeling it, yep.
All right, I go on. Unfortunately, Paul Kruger is not the right answer. Your run has come to an end here at 7 questions deep. Sorry, my man. You did well, though.
That's all right. Thanks for having me on. I enjoyed it.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. Hopefully, we'll see you again here. It doesn't look like anyone's going to win this anytime soon, so thanks for coming on.
All right, man.
Catch you later. Bye-bye. All right, gentlemen, we have gotten 5 contestants, and only one of them has made it to the final 5 questions, and he lost immediately. The furthest we've gotten is 10 so far. This and millionaire for today, we're going to have 5 contestants a day at most sometimes. So We're going to do another show either tomorrow, which is Thursday or Friday. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. We got some more questions in here too. So thanks for listening, guys. Glad you like it. Have a good one.